Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. The telephone number for you to call in is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Open phones as always. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We generally talk about things from the perspective of freedom, peace, prosperity, and that type of thing. Some would call us a libertarian show, although we do have non-libertarians that host and co-host. So we're not exclusively libertarian in that respect, at least not with the capital L anyway. In the studio tonight, it's myself, and do we have the Intergalactic Space King?
We do. Can you hear me now?
There he is. I've also taken the liberty, no pun intended, of posting up some facsimile marks here in the studio to point the camera at. So those of you who are watching on our video streams, whether that's Twitch or DLive or Vaughn or Facebook, or I think we're on Aria's YouTube channel still, you should get the full effect, as if Mark were actually here in the studio.
Here I am.
Indeed. And since we're doing, you know, some technical things, I just want to check with you, Mark, is, you know, are things functional on your end?
Yeah, everything seems to be working out. I just want to know whether or not my audio is feeding right. Am I too hot?
No, actually, but don't change anything on your end. I'm just going to bring you up here a little bit. Can you just give me some more talking?
Yeah, sure. No problem. I've got all kinds of show prep in for tonight, and I know you've got some stuff, too. We're probably going to be starting with Bitcoin things, but I've got an interesting article here from entrepreneur.com. Says McDonald's apologizes for understaffing. Nobody wants to work anymore.
Yeah, this was, I don't want to say it was covered. It was mentioned a couple of days ago on an episode of Free Talk Live. Yeah. And, I mean, I see it around here locally. The fast food joints, when you drive by them, all of them are like, now hiring. You know, when you drive in through the drive-thru or whatever, they have, you know, come to work for us. And they, you know, their marketing departments have put together these fancy websites to make it all easy for you to, you know, try and check out and see if you can apply real easy.
Yeah, I think that things have changed in America a great deal. When I was a kid, lots of kids, including myself, had jobs.
Me too.
I don't think young people are working like they used to.
Yeah, well, also, the government has created this sort of conundrum where folks have gotten unemployment extensions, they've gotten these stimmies, the stimulation checks.
Oh, yeah.
Some folks, you know, the younger crowd, of course, when the lockdowns kicked in, they moved back in with mom and dad or whomever they've otherwise consolidated. Also, people can't really be evicted right now. And so whether or not folks are paying rent, you know, they kind of don't have to work for the most part. And I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying a large number of people, particularly those who in other circumstances might be in the market to work at, say, like a McDonald's or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I started working at 12. I don't see a lot of that anymore.
Yeah, my first job was actually a sales job. I was maybe 11. I wasn't 12 anyway. And it was not really even a job. I used to get a magazine through the Cub Scouts called Boys Life. And in the back of that magazine was this advertisement for
Grit.
Well, no, not Grit. For prizes or cash, right? they would send you just a catalog, and it was all, it was stationary is what it was, right? It was just like customized, special designs. They'd send you a catalog, and the idea was that you would go around your neighborhood door to door, knocking on doors and going, hey, do you want to buy some of this crap? And people would inevitably buy some of this crap, depending on, you know, how personable you were. And so I was able to make some money doing that. I didn't like it. I kind of hated it. I thought the product sucked. You know, I thought their designs were crap. But I did it, and I made some money at it. And I was like, okay, well, if I can do this, there's a bunch of other things I can do. It gave me confidence to go and, you know, eventually get, like, a regular paper route, you know, the traditional ride your bicycle through the neighborhood kind of thing. And that made money that way. And then I got hired by a relative just for, like, one day a week on Saturday to do, like, 4 hours of work at this, we'll call it a warehouse for lack of a better description. And so I would get paid every week, you know, whatever that 4 hours was. And it was pretty nice. I had a savings account and all that, although my parents wouldn't let me spend any of it.
Right. Make the money, don't spend it.
Yeah, which, looking back now, good advice.
Right? I mean, he had everything paid for.
Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about this?
No, no, I'm interested in that article you have that you put up for show prep.
I am too, and I've been sandbagging and saving this one. And somebody else actually, another host, posted it up for show prep as well just yesterday. And I was like, uh-huh, I knew it was coming. But this I put up because, well, it sounds really familiar, and I wanted to get you specifically, Mark, you know, to be in on this particular article. So this is from Bitcoin.com or news.bitcoin.com. Alleged Bitcoin fog operator arrested for money laundering. Admin accused of mixing 1.2 million BTC. That's Bitcoin for the listeners who don't know what BTC is. What is Bitcoin fog, you might ask? Well, we'll get to that in just a second. U.S. law enforcement arrested the alleged operator of Bitcoin fog, Roman Sterlingov, in Los Angeles on Tuesday. Documents show Sterlingov is accused of laundering over 1.2 million Bitcoin via the Bitcoin Fog Mixer, which is a tool that allows users to mix transactions together. According to federal investigators, Sterlingov ran the operation for 10 years and processed $336 million in BTC transactions.
So, well, that's a lot more than the 1 million they're talking about.
The 1.2, right? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is.
So the U.S. government has charged and arrested a Russian and Swedish citizen, Roman Sterlingov. Apparently he has dual citizenship.
Where was he?
He was in L.A. when they arrested him, Los Angeles.
Yeah, if it's easy for him.
Yeah. Ostensibly, Sterlingov was the lead administrator in the Bitcoin Fog operation, which used a CoinJoin-based mixing tool to blend BTC transactions. Bitcoin Fog could be found on Tor via an Onion address. For our listeners who don't know, Tor is called, it's the Onion router, and it's where secrets or hidden websites are. And so you need an Onion address to go and find it on this. Tor is a privacy-based tool to allow you to access websites that aren't publicly available. So anyway, Bitcoin Fog could be found on Tor. It required mandatory registration and a minimum deposit of 0.01 Bitcoin just to use the platform. However, the registration process was not tied to an email and simply required a username and password. The U.S. IRS, Internal Revenue Service, has accused Sterlingov of allowing money laundering without tracing any of the payments. Federal prosecutors believe Sterlingov took around $8 million in Bitcoin for his services, getting around a 2% fee per mix on Bitcoin Fog. Sterlingov is accused of processing 1.2 million BTC, which was worth around $336 million. Oh, I see. So the numbers, Mark, are 1.2 million Bitcoin, but the worth, the value of those Bitcoin is around $336 million at the time of all the payments, according to the
article. Yeah, this is one of the reasons that a lot of the mixers are open source software where no one individual is making money doing it.
I mean, that seems to me to be the way to go, at least as far as following the philosophy of decentralization.
We'll have also not getting locked up.
Indeed. 603-283-6160 if you want to call. More Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me remotely, it's...
Mark Edge.
Woo-hoo! Tech is working.
Yeah, it is.
Gonna knock on this mock veneer here that kind of looks like wood. I'm only stitious. I'm not superstitious, but, you know.
So we're talking about a story here where a guy is charged and could potentially go to jail for a very long time for creating some software that allows people who have Bitcoin or I presume other cryptocurrencies to pull their stuff together, pull their coins together, and then extract the amount that they put in, basically kind of obscuring where their Bitcoins came from.
Right.
Now, I'm not surprised.
That seems to be the idea.
If somebody who is a nefarious actor used this service, but I'm also wouldn't be surprised if just some people who didn't want anyone to know, anyone, not the government,
right,
but anyone, because Bitcoin's very clear and open for anybody to look.
Mm-hmm.
So what didn't want anyone to know who how much Bitcoin they had or whatever the situation was.
Right.
And I'm not sure here in America, the land of the free, that it's a good idea to just lock somebody up because a bad person could have used their service.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm trying to think of, like, is there a cash equivalent of what this service provided? I think it would be like if you had five $1 bills and, you know, you went to, I don't know, a store and said, hey, can I get a $5 bill for these five ones, and they gave you one. I mean, that's kind of the extent of it, right?
I think the closest thing you could say is like a Swiss bank account.
Okay.
Like there was a time in history when you could have a numbered bank account from Switzerland and do your business that way, and everything was fine. I'm sure some nefarious actors had those things, but did they send any of the bankers from Switzerland to prison? Because I don't think they did.
Right. Yeah. They're going after the operators and the creators of the service instead of the individuals using the service nefariously.
Right. Because they're the easy ones to catch. These are lazy cops doing lazy cop work.
Yeah.
We're not going to find the bad guys. We're going to find the people who enable the bad guys.
And again,
you know, there was a bank robbery around the corner here, and finding bank robbers is hard. But we know that the bank robber bought his gun at this gun store. Let's go arrest the gun store clerk. That's the kind of nonsense we're talking about.
Yeah, and again, just to use a cash analogy, if the government were to do this to cash, right, there's some nefarious actor who used cash, right, U.S. dollars, for some nefarious activity, well, then they would be shutting down the Federal Reserve.
Well, the Federal Reserve is
cooking
up a new digital currency here soon, and I think that part of their crackdown on paper dollars is starting with their crackdown on Bitcoin.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Mark, because we'll talk more about this. We've got Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening. I just wanted to say that, you know, before Donald Trump took over, just before, I happen to know what the figure was for people who would work if they could. That'd be about 104 million people, and there were about 155 million people actually working at that time.
Okay.
That means there's a vast oversupply of people who would like to work, but there's simply not enough jobs for them. And this, what the companies do is they put these little help wanted signs at the corner of their property, so it looks like there are more than enough people, and they get on the radio and they say, oh yeah, man, we need people really bad. But if they needed people that bad, they'd have tons of them. If they treated people right and paid people half decently, they'd have lines at the door. The fact of the matter is that they're speculating. They're trying to collect a whole bunch of resumes in their resume file, so when they finally do get desperate enough to hire somebody because they really need the person, because the business wouldn't work right if they didn't spend a little bit more money by hiring an extra person, then they look through their file and pick the person the absolute best in their opinion from the probably the thousands of applications that they have that they've collected from people who've walked through the door for the months that they've had that little sign
right.
outside.
Let me stop you there, yeah. Scott, because you said that was when Donald Trump took over. I assume you mean when Donald Trump became president,
yeah.
right? Okay,
yeah,
so now that Biden is president, you know, what has changed?
Well, the problem is that figure, how many people would work if they could, that's a very hard figure to get your hands on because both parties don't advertise that because even the party that's not in power is reflected upon by that figure because of the fact that both parties to some degree are responsible for the fact that that we have a tremendous number of people who would work if they could, and they don't really want that known. In fact, they take their time and trouble to make sure that the only figure you really know is the number of people who are collecting employment compensation insurance at any particular point in time. But in order to get that insurance, you have to be, you can't be fired for cause. You have to lose your job for reasons that are not really your own.
Sure, sure.
And the other thing.
The article that we were referencing earlier, though, Scott, says, first of all, this particular restaurant, this McDonald's, put up a sign that says this: "We are short-staffed. Please be patient with the staff who did show up. Nobody wants to work anymore." And that's a quote. That's exactly verbatim what the sign said. The article goes on to talk about what Mark and I kind of said, you know, just a little ad hoc. But it says, people are taking advantage of the stimulus money given by the government, the tax credits, the checks for prolonged unemployment, and they prefer to accept those benefits instead of going back to work. What's your opinion on that?
I've been registered with the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, South Carolina Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, South Carolina Department of Mental Health, IPS section, that means Individual Placement Service.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have never been able to find work for me. I did find work with a big box store after I worked for them for about 2.75 years before I took off because I had hurt myself. They said to me that if they had known that I was involved in the technological kinds of things that I wasn't, with which I had been involved in Germany, they would have never hired me in the first place because I was involved with Professor Dr. Knauer of Case's University of Dresden to fire a rocket that reached an asteroid coming based on a mission that took 10 years to get there. And if they had known that it had anything to do with anything like that, they would have never hired me because they were afraid that they would have been afraid that I would have been bored with the job and I wouldn't have done it properly.
All right, your phone is kind of cutting out, Scott, so I'm going to have to let the call go. But thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it.
So there's a, I can't remember what it's called. The government calls this rate something, and it's just slipping my mind. But basically, there's a rate of people who are working. Mm-hmm. And according to the statistics in 2020, during COVID, basically 51% of the population was working. More people are working now, after COVID, than have worked in a very long time in the United States. So I'd call that a good thing. And I think that there's some truth to what Scott says, and I want to address that.
Okay, we can do that when we come back. More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160 for your comments.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One day after his New York City apartment and office were raided by the FBI and electronic devices were seized, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says it's unfair.
The feds are trying to find out whether he was working as a foreign agent for clients in the Ukraine while he was pressuring the government to investigate Hunter Biden. On Fox News, Giuliani denied he did anything wrong.
I can tell you, I never ever represented a foreign national. In fact, I have in my contracts a refusal to do it. I've never represented a Ukrainian national or official before the United States government. I've declined it several times. I've had contracts in countries like Ukraine. In the contract is a clause that says I will not engage in lobbying or foreign representation.
Former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg said Giuliani is simply making things up. This is USA Radio News. Today is May Day, and there were marches across the world. A rare sight during the pandemic, large and closely packed crowds with marchers striding shoulder to shoulder. May Day is the International Labor Day, the annual celebration of workers' rights. In France, thousands took to the streets, sometimes scuffling with police. In Germany and in Bosnia, where rallies were allowed, workers vented their concerns over jobs and protections. In Indonesia, thousands voiced anger at a new jobs law that critics fear will reduce severance pay. Protesters in Jakarta laid mock graves on the streets to symbolize hopelessness. Also in Istanbul, riot police stopped many from reaching the main plaza. In Rio de Janeiro, thousands of demonstrators rallied at Copacabana Beach. There were also protests in Brasilia and other cities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Free Talk Live is an open phones radio program. We broadcast on somewhere around 200 radio stations. We're on the internet, of course. We're on a bunch of different video streams, also audio streams, and a couple of satellite channels as well. So the amount of people that you can reach just by calling 603-283-6160 is a pretty large number, particularly on a Saturday night. And because I have been a terrible, terrible host, I am going to go to this unscreened caller. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name tonight?
Oh, what an unscreened. This is Mr. Jet.
Hey, Jet. How are you?
Well, I thought I'd call in and ask you guys to take a little quiz with me, a little vocabulary quiz.
Wait, is this like the setup when your girlfriend has the girly magazine and she's like, let's take the relationship quiz?
I've never taken that quiz.
Well, good for you.
but I wanted to because everyone has a tendency to, I guess, misuse certain words, and because words are supposed to have meanings, I've come up with a little quiz that will help you guys maybe stick on track with these things. You know how the arrests came and the invasion we can call it an invasion or what's another word for it?
I call it a terrorist attack.
Yes, terrorist attack. Well, there are many words that we use that needs to be converted to what they really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about, some people talk about authorities, for example. And there are certain words of these, like government and authorities and things, that really don't exist. These things don't exist. We think they do, but they really don't. So I'm going to ask you, what would be another word you could use for government?
Oh, I could use many words.
Okay.
Does it have to be a single word, or can it be like two words, or you know what?
It can be things like warlords.
I like that one a lot because that is a far more accurate description.
One of the things I like to say is those who purport to rule us.
Yeah, I often use when I'm not using the word government, I tend to use rulers, masters, that type of thing.
Yeah, but I hear people talking about, you know, people getting arrested, and of course we should use what instead?
Kidnapped.
Kidnapping, and they're not in custody. Kidnapped. They're not in custody. They're being held hostage. Or
one of the things if you look up the law on kidnapping, it will say the unlawful, and then it'll go on to describe what kidnapping is.
I know.
What they say is, look, we can do this. You can't. This is our monopoly privilege on the initiation of violence in a given landmass. We claim it for ourselves. And if you didn't turn over this monopoly privilege to a group of liars and thieves, I mean, that's what we know politicians are, then chaos would ensue. Like, it's amazing the breadth of Americans' gullibility. On one hand, we know politicians are liars and thieves, and we've seen it our whole lives. On the other hand, we're like, oh my God, chaos would ensue if we didn't turn over civilization to liars and thieves.
Right.
Yeah, but what are politicians?
Liars and thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let's use those terms. Like taxation, for example, we should use extortion.
Yeah, I know the popular libertarian phrase is taxation is theft, but Jet, you're far more accurate to say that it is extortion, because that is a more
accurate... Under the threat of violence, yeah. And there's no such thing as a society. There might be a paradigm, something people think in their mind. You know, law enforcement, of course, I call them henchmen. Or goons.
Well, hang on. Let's talk about society for a minute, because when I'm talking to people about, you know, the ideas of freedom, I often say something along the lines of, there is a distinct difference between the organization known as government and society. They are not the same thing. Society is, in fact, independent.
Yeah.
Of this
I guess what I'm getting at is we need to try to focus on individual words, because typically there are individuals or people who have grouped together as individuals in a gang that do these things against the rest of us. And that's the point I'm getting at. If we can focus down to the individual who is creating the evil, then, and use those terms in description, then we can persuade other people. Because when we use the term government, we shoot ourselves in the foot. I mean, government to most people means good and necessary. So when you say good and necessary is bad or evil or something, it just messes up with people's minds and they reject it. Most people reject. Of course, we don't, but you get what I'm saying?
I do indeed. In fact, I have been, at least by... I'll say I don't like using the term normies or something like that, but like friends of mine who haven't found the philosophies of liberty and freedom, you know, they're sort of still living in, you know, the statist fog, if you will, for lack of a better description. They've accused me of speaking funny, because I will at times. I can't bring myself, for whatever reason, to do it full-time, but I will at times do exactly what you're describing, Jet, and I will use other words, and I will say, like, well, of course, the masters won't allow you to do that, and they're like, well, you talk
funny. The word word that's bothering me a lot lately is the word judge. These tyrants, these petty tyrants, I mean, they are ones who control other people's lives. Think of all the things that they're doing as far as we have to give our permission, the judge's permission to do this or that, or the judge can say, "Hear ye, I hereby give this person 1,000 days in hell." You know, I mean, these people are truly maniacs, and that's the part, especially with this kidnapping and hostage taking that's happened recently. The judges saying, "No, well, we're not going to do this, or we're going to do that." You know, it's just, who is this magical person, this sorcerer, who has this somehow demigod power to just change people's lives? So we just need to use the right words.
I couldn't agree more, Mark.
Yeah, when we look at this, though, I think that people say, hey, look, judges preside over court cases. In many cases, a court case is dealing with a bad person who's done a bad thing. What do we do with bad people if we don't say that courts have power? Like, we know that courts don't actually have power. It's just a bunch of people collected in a room, yik-yakking, and as we call half of them down where I'm from, liars. They're just a bunch of liars, and they're doing lying stuff. And, like, when you're talking about a bad person, you got to deal with a bad person, Jet. How do you answer that?
Well, you certainly don't do it with one person. No one person has all the wisdom and understanding to be able to make these judgments. I just have never understood how this concept came about, that somehow everyone looks at this one person in this magic black moo-moo that goes, I know all, I see all, I hereby pronounce that you are either guilty or innocent, or if someone else says you're guilty, then I get to sentence you to life in prison because you smoke marijuana or some stupid thing.
Right.
Just drives me nuts.
Yeah, I agree with you. And thanks for the call tonight, Jet. We appreciate it.
Here in the United States, we have another system than they do in most of the world. In most of the world, they actually, for a major crime, they'll have like a 3-judge or even more panel to judge what happens to the culprit or whatever. Here in the United States, we take a jury of 12 people who really know nothing about the law and just tell them, hey, figure this out. By the way, we're not going to pay you much.
Well, and that's not always the case, right? I mean, you have to go all the way to a jury trial because otherwise the judge has a whole lot to say. 603-283-6176.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. And our commitment to you is that you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. Now, we have things that we want to talk about, so we bring those in to have something to talk about. But you don't have to talk about those things if you don't want to. You can talk about anything at all. And again, the number 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me remotely,
Mark Edge.
Woohoo! We've been talking about this story that actually comes from news.bitcoin.com, and we can talk more about that, where a man has been arrested for what appears to be operating a website. And it is related to Bitcoin, of course. But before we talk about that story, and we've got a call to get to as well, I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Jill calling from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. My idea of government is that it's not supposed to be used to initiate force. It's supposed to be used as man's tool for self-defense against force and also punishing after the fact. And the thing about it, though, if you don't have any government, then you just have gang warfare and so charged to tell people which art is good, which art is not, and things like this. I think most of what government does ought to be abolished to get back down to the basic function of it.
Well, I can tell you, Jill,
financing it, I think it should be on a voluntary system.
Yes, you know, Jill, let me stop you there, Jill. Jill. Hey, Jill.
All right,
hold on, Jill. Jill, you've hit the nail on the head when you said that whatever it is that they do should be voluntary. And yes, you're on hold right now. I don't know if you can't hear me speaking to you or whatever, but a conversation is supposed to go two ways. You
the
say
phone
some
is
things.
Really, her phone is sort of really
she does,
staticky.
Yeah, she does have a strange phone line. I don't know if she's calling from an old telephone or whatever.
Maybe hard for her to hear.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say was, she hit the nail on the head when she said that whatever the government does should be voluntary. Now, what does that mean? What does that look like? To me, government provides certain services or possibly even products. And I can't think of a product or a service that, if it's valuable, people wouldn't voluntarily pay for.
Well, I can. So, for instance, a lot of people believe that police are going to do what a private investigator would do. You know, I mean, in the 1980s, every television program was about PIs.
Mm-hmm.
At this point,
do you know a private investigator?
Have you ever heard of one? Basically, they work for lawyers, and there's not very many of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because people don't want to pay for what may not result in anything, right? So if you hire a private investigator to find out, a thing, I want to find this person. Well, maybe they'll find that person, maybe they won't, but they want to get paid for their time.
Mm-hmm.
And, say, police officers, people expect them to go out and do some level of detective work because that's what we see on TV. But the chances are, if you've got some crime that is not, like a property crime or something like that, they're not going to spend any time at all figuring out what happened to your car or your house or the burglary or whatever.
Right.
They're not going to.
But you're still paying for that.
Paying for what?
For them to not do anything or not find anything out, right?
There's lots of things for them to do, and the bar is low when it comes to government work.
Right, but when you're talking about, it sounds like we're talking about detectives or detecting, right, the art of going and finding stuff, right, research, that kind of a thing. So you're comparing a private detective to a police detective, right? So if that's the case, in a free market, you might risk not getting any information or not finding the person that you're looking for by hiring a private detective. But you also have that risk going to the police. And you're still paying
for it.
You did pay for it. Your extortion money, the taxes they take, you paid for it. And you also can't be like, hey, Mr. Detective, will you please go and find this specific person? Unless, of course, you've met whatever the criteria are for a missing person. They got to be gone for more than 24 or 48 hours. I don't know. It varies from place to place, department to department, city to city, I'm sure state to state as well. But, there are a list of criteria, and they basically take a form, right? They fill out some paperwork, they take a report on this person, and they might enter it into a computer. And perhaps if somebody else, happens upon this guy or girl, whoever it is, the person you're looking for, then maybe something might happen. But you're still paying for it. And you run the risk of not, getting any results either way.
I hear you. I think that if police agencies concentrated on the things that people want them to do, rather than running around and worrying about drug crimes and these sorts of things. Remember, these drug laws create the job of selling drugs. And so if people are selling drugs out in front of your house, that's because the government made it illegal to sell this stuff that was legal before. Remember, you can go look at the Sears catalog and say, it says heroin for sale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, cocaine. You could get those things. The government made them illegal, and much of the problem surrounding drug use is the illegality of it. And, like, I get the why people say, well, it's not the cops' fault, the legislators did it and all that stuff. Yeah, that's fine. But I think that police are really having the chickens come home to roost right now surrounding the policies that have gone on for decades. And I think that this is one way to address it. In the drug war, concentrate on the things that people expect cops to do. Another thing I'd like to address is speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Cops really harm themselves with this whole speeding ticket thing. And I think they know it and their union knows it. But the people who employ them, they want that money that comes in.
Oh, yeah, it's a racket.
If you want somebody to go 55 miles an hour through a given area, you can do that with traffic cams and stuff that says, hey, we're going to send you a ticket if you go 56 miles an hour or higher.
Yeah, they already do. They have the technology to do that because they do it in places where they have toll bridges, for example. You just drive across, and then you get a bill in the mail that says, hey, you drove across, you owe us $5 or whatever it is.
Right, and you think about it. I mean, what's the point of a speeding ticket being $100 or at this point, like $250?
Right.
If you sent somebody a ticket for $20 for everybody who goes through this given area at above 55 miles an hour, they get all the revenue they want, if that's what they're looking for. But instead, what they do is they send somebody out who catches you speeding one out of every 1,000 times you speed. That's not an incentive to stop speeding. That's an incentive to be better at catching cops and seeing whether they're out there and stuff. That's why we have fuzz busters and all that sort of thing.
Right.
Then they park them on the side of the road with these gumballs going. They're designed to distract people. Ask anybody who's a first responder. They've seen an accident at an accident scene because people are looking. And it causes more accidents. Yep. It's distracting.
Hey, Jill, thanks for the call tonight. We do appreciate you listening. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to comment. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.